Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. So you've been on the market for a while and you're not selling. The market isn't there for your house. When is the right time to make a price adjustment and by how much? So I've been selling now. This is my 29th year. I start my 30th year in September. I've learned some lessons through trial and error. But the most important lesson is to talk to your client with conviction about where the price really needs to be. Go right to the jugular, tell them the truth, tell them what you really believe, and don't be afraid to do it. Because the worst thing that can happen is for a seller not to hear the truth and to feel that you either lied to them or you let them down by not giving them the honest feedback that you have for them based upon the interest that you're getting in a property. Now, for all the years and all the success I've had, and we've sold a lot of houses this year, and we've sold a lot of them with multiple contracts, I have a variety of listings that did not sell yet that have been on the market for a month or even 5 weeks. And so what do? We come back to our clients. We tell our clients that the market demand for what they have to offer is not there, that the buyer public is not believing in the value of the property based upon the price that we're asking. And this can be for many, many reasons, including the lot configuration. It could be what the Chinese would call the feng shui, which is the way the house sits on the property, the way that the street comes into a property, different things like that that I know a lot about. But it could be the way the house is finished. It could be the size. Inevitably, I'll get feedback on some of my listings. The house is too big, and others it's too small. The house needs too much updating, or they've already done all the updating, and I wanted to do something myself. I mean, it just, you can never hit it with everybody. But as a seller, come to a point where you recognize that based upon the online traffic that you've had, maybe you've had 300, 400 people, quote, walk through your home online, but you've only had 10 or 15 people in 5 weeks walk through, and you think, well, I haven't had enough people to walk through to say that my price is wrong. Well, don't draw that conclusion. The first time somebody walks through your house is typically the second or third time they've walked through, because the first two times they've done it online. They might have even driven by the outside even before they schedule a walkthrough, just not to waste your time. So if you're listed at $1 million and there's no offers on the table and not that much interest, and if you're even getting comments that are there are objections that people have, adjust the price by 5%. Take it down $50,000. You might say, holy cow, that's so much money. At $1 million, it's only 5%. If your house is listed for $250,000 and you adjust by 5%, what are we talking, right? We're talking $12,500. It's not nearly as much, right? So it all depends on where your price point is for how much you adjust your price. Make the decision to bring the house to where the market is. If you put your house up, it's like going to the ocean. If the tide is moving away from your property or the water's not touching your feet, you got to bring your chair to the water in order to get wet. Same is true in real estate. Bring your house to where the buyers are and you'll get it sold. All righty. Well, hey, Brian Scheffler from Hawkins Electric is going to join me in a moment. You may or may not have thought about doing an electrical evaluation of your property. Let me give you a pointer here. There are almost, I would say, 90% of the time that a home inspection is performed on one of my properties, there is some minor electrical issue that pops up. It could be reverse polarity, or it could be a broken GFCI, or it could be some other issue that's much more significant. Have Hawkins come out and do an electrical evaluation of your property. They'll look around, they'll test everything and make sure that it's all up to snuff. Brian will chat. It's a good thing to do that. It's also a good thing to have a plumber come out once in a while if you're not handy yourself. Let me bring Brian in right now so he can tell us about Hawkins and what Hawkins can do. You know Hawkins Electric. They've been around almost 100 years. Last week we talked about main panel surge protection. We plug our computers and our printers into surge strips that we spend $40 for, but we plug none of our main appliances into anything, and that's where you can go wrong. That's where problems can come to the major systems in your house, whether it's your furnace, your washer, your dryer, things that really draw a lot of power. Think about that. think about plugging it into a surge protector that's made for all of the heavier equipment, which all of it has electronics in it. So it's a main panel surge protector. It's $447, all in, lifetime guaranteed. They don't last forever. So if they ever don't work, you just call Hawkins. They'll come back out and replace it. No charge. So I've invited Brian to join me again. Oh, and if you're listening, their number, 800-927-0900. Again, 877-927-0900. Thanks. Brian, good morning.
Great to see you, Eric.
You too. Let's see. We chatted about aluminum wiring, which in my career of 2,800 houses now under my belt, I've seen a lot of houses that have copper wiring, and then we see occasionally houses that have aluminum wiring, which are known to cause fires.
Yes.
And you want to speak today about what you do and how you can help people. Go ahead.
So, Eric, there are pockets in this region of homes that were built between late 60s, early 70s, 1968. Through 1972, and they had aluminum branch circuit wiring in them. So if you think about it, a branch in a tree, it comes from your main panel, which is the trunk of the tree, and then it goes out like a branch to your switches, your receptacles, your light fixtures, and that aluminum wiring is hazardous. Basically what it is, it's aluminum connection, an aluminum wire will expand and contract under load. Mm. So if that connection is not done correctly, if it's too loose, that connection will expand and contract, and over time it'll start arcing, which left untreated could possibly start a fire.
So arcing, let me define that for those who may not understand. So the idea is that, you know, maybe you've seen these movies where there are bubbles that have electric, you see electricity shooting across within this bubble. That's arcing. So if you have aluminum wiring where all of a sudden electricity, almost like a lightning bolt, shoots across from one part to another, that can initiate a fire in the box and then set your whole house on fire.
That's exactly right. And so our method of remediation or correcting that is the Copalume. And what that does is at each connection point where there's an aluminum connection, whether it's aluminum to aluminum, aluminum to copper, aluminum to a device, we actually take the Copalume. They're small crimps, just little barrels that you put one end of the aluminum in, and then we have a copper tail that comes off. Mm-hmm. We use a machine that uses 10,000 pounds of pressure at mm-hmm. each connection point, and it's what they call a cold weld. Mm-hmm. So you do it once, you never have to do it again.
Okay.
We insulate it with a heat shrink, so it's a piece of rubber that you put on, shrinks down over it, insulates the connection, and then after it cools down, it also protects that connection. So they're every switch, every receptacle in your home, like I said, every light fixture, dishwasher, disposal, we go to each point mm-hmm. and make that Copalume connection.
So instead of taking all the wiring out of your house, you adjust it just at the end point so that there's no arcing.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And the actual wiring that's running through the walls and in your ceiling throughout the house, the aluminum wire actually is a good current-carrying conductor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the connection points where the problems are. So if you're going to do a complete remodel, gut the house, that would be the time you would want to take the aluminum wiring out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't want to have to go through that. Mm-hmm. So we just go to the connection points and do the Copalume. What we also find is there are a lot of contractors out there that aren't electricians who will do work with electricity.
Yes.
So you'll have open splices or splices, electrical connections that are made outside of a junction box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where it becomes very hazardous because there's nothing protecting that. A junction box is fire rated. If they're not protected in a junction box,
mm-hmm.
then you're just open to the elements, whether it's wood in the wall, insulation in the attic.
So I can't tell you how many houses I've walked into, go down in the basement, and there's wires hanging from the ceiling, and they've been twisted with other wires, and then there's a cap put on it, and that's not safe, especially where there's aluminum wiring, because that could easily arc off. So be careful. In fact, have a checkup. Have Hawkins Electric come out and give you a checkup. Call them today. 877-927-0900. They'll go over how their fees work if you give them a call. And doing an electrical checkup for your whole house is a great way to protect you and your family, and also recognize maybe ways you could save money on your electricity usage, because they do have lots of different options, including new LED lighting, and even doing, if you've ever thought about getting not just the surge protection, but also maybe getting a generator for the outside of your house, they're the guys to go to. It's 877-927-0900. 877-927-0900. Hawkins Electric, almost 100 years. Congratulations.
Thank you. Great to see you, Eric.
Always a pleasure to have Brian on the show. I'm going to take a brief time out. I'll be right back with more.